Current Florida law requires kids being charged as adults to be held in regular jail with adults while they wait for their trial. New federal standards that go into effect at the end of next year require minors to be held in juvenile detention centers, with few exceptions. Lawmakers are moving forward with a bill to make sure Florida is in compliance. I'm Blaze Ganey. Leon County Democratic Representative Ramon Alexander is behind the bill. The measure would align Florida with changes made to the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Act in 2018 by President Donald Trump. Southern Poverty Law Center's Policy Counsel Scott McCoy explains it.
It basically said if states want to continue to receive federal grant money for juvenile justice programs, they have to make it so that kids are held pretrial in juvenile facilities and not put in adult facilities.
McCoy likes the change.
It's an important change because it will likely keep many more children out of the adult jails and keep them in juvenile justice facilities where they have more safety and a better chance of getting programming and education and rehabilitation.
But that's not how Florida currently does things.
Under Florida law, if a child is transferred to adult court, the law says that child has to be held in an adult jail pending their trial.
Florida has prosecuted more than 16,000 children in adult court since 2009. McCoy says putting children in adult jail can be detrimental.
Children that are kept in adult facilities are more likely to be assaulted, sexually abused, are at higher risk of suicide.
A U.S. Department of Justice study found in 2005, 21% of inmate-on-inmate sexual violence victims were under the age of 18. Juveniles only make up 1% of all jail inmates. Alexander's bill would make sure children aren't put behind bars with adults unless a judge agrees it's necessary.
It says that kids won't be transferred to an adult jail if they are prosecuted as an adult, unless a judge makes a decision after a hearing and in writing that it is in the interest of justice that the child be held in the adult court.
The measure also requires if a judge does find it necessary for the child to be in adult jail, then he or she must review that decision every 30 days. That change would put Florida in line with the federal act and allow the state to receive grant money. The measure passed unanimously and now has two more committee stops. The Senate companion hasn't yet been heard.